ESPN 97.7 WREF, Sebring, Henderson, and Evansville. ESPN 97.7 The Ref.
WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and ListenTheRef.com presents Rick Stein on Basketball. An inside look into the University of Southern Indiana women's basketball program. Tonight's show was brought to you by the Hilltop Inn, Martin Woodruff, State Farm Insurance Agent, Fulton Interiors, by Hoosier Home Improvement, Allstate Office Sitting, and by Bianca Garcia with Shepherd Insurance. Now live from the Hilltop Inn and Rick Stein on Basketball, featuring the USI women's head coach, here is your host, Brad Klein.
All right, it's the Rick Stein Radio Show here on WREF at the Hilltop Inn. I'm Brad Klein. Thank you so much for tuning in here on WREF. Bit of a predicament right now. It's just me up here. Coach Stein is indisposed, right? Is that a fair thing to say? Okay, he will be sitting over here eventually. There he is! 7 o'clock came quickly. Coach Stein coming on. We're going to have Amaya Buchanan, Maddie Fay on the program talking about a big win against St. Louis, previewing what's to come against IU East. And really, this is just what we call vamping in the business because Coach Stein is here and he's ready to go. Coach, really appreciate you carving out a few minutes for us here.
Listen, I'm glad you're here. Yeah. I didn't know for a minute. You were coming cross country for a second and
For the show.
Absolutely. Yeah, obviously excited to be here. We got a packed house tonight. How about it? Come on now. How about a hand for a crowd? Wow.
Well, they filled the house because they were excited about Blake Bruner hosting the show. That was the contingency.
That was the plan, yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been all right, but I'm glad you're back. And I love Blake was in St. Louis was with us last night, sitting right behind the bench, and he's awesome, of course. Long trip yesterday, but it's always fun to come home with a W in hand. Feel real good about that for sure. But more importantly, how we played and the things we did. As far as that goes, it's weird because. A Thursday night show. This first one ever, isn't it?
I don't know. We've made a lot of Rick Stein history, Rick Stein show history.
Yeah.
Thursday is kind of out of the blue, but
really
we're going to cram it in, Ryan. I mean, I came here for the show, so we're doing this.
We're doing it for sure, yeah. Yeah. No doubt.
Thursday show. We've done one in July. We can do one on Thursday.
Without question. But no, I don't have a problem with it. I had nothing else going on tonight anyway. So really good. Excited to be here and excited to obviously talk about our team and what's happened in the last few weeks.
Hey, we will talk about your team, but I want to talk about your family in attendance. I always have a good Stein family contingency here. But Alex Stein back where he belongs.
How about Alex Stein?
On the west side of Evansville.
Yeah.
You think I came a long way for this show? This guy came from the Balkans to be here, so, you know, I like it.
You know what? I probably never talk about my family enough. Obviously, my beautiful wife, Carrie's here, and she's always here, and thank God for that. 31 years of marriage and 36 years together, whatever it is. My daughter, Mallory, and her husband, Austin, are here, and the blessing is they live about 7 or 8 minutes from me, and they are here whenever they can be. They even took a trip to Puerto Rico with us last year. I don't know why. What brought them to Puerto Rico? And it was a great one.
What was the draw there?
But Alex, he's generally gone for about 10 months of the year. Never, in that time frame, thank God for FaceTime. Yeah. And bad thing is he's here because of an injury. The great thing, he's here. And we have little grandbaby over there. Layla's in the house, too, so let's talk about her. Yeah. Layla Ann and Lindsay and our other grandbaby, Ellie May, are not here tonight. Maybe they'll show. I don't know, but we're blessed that they're in town and we get to see them. They're at games, and I think, Alex, is this your first radio show ever? You were here back in the day before when you were still playing, probably.
Out there, when we were doing it out there.
Yeah, probably. Probably 6 years ago or okay. so. Yeah, thanks for the shout-out to the fan.
I feel like you giving a shout-out to each individual family member and then each individual family member. Oh, I got a wave there. Do I get a wave? Maybe?
Blowing kiss.
No, not for the radio guy. That's okay. With each family member getting, each family member getting a shout out and a round of applause, it kind of feels like an award show or like an acceptance speech or something that.
Well, we're only two and one. Anyway, there's nothing bigger than that right now, but you know what? The cool thing is, we were here on October 29th is what it was. And the time has flown, but where we've come in that amount of time is amazing. And obviously, you're going to talk to Bew and Maddie and talk to them about where we've come and things that are happening in our time frame over the last few weeks. And our growth has been awesome. And to get that road win last night was really cool. Not just get the win, but how we played and the things we did to get that win, how we played. We're so tough. We worked hard, so hard together, and we're such it's such an awesome team effort to get that W on the road. And again, it always feels better coming back on that bus after a W than it does after a loss.
You know, there's so many different ways that we could talk about this game against St. Louis. And Allie played well, Loden played well, Gannon played well, Bew played well. I mean, everyone played well. You guys, like you said, tough team. But Lexi Sepulveda might have had the best game of her career collegiately. She had 11 points coming off the bench. She did it in, 19 minutes? She was efficient. What did she do well against the Billikens that helped you guys get the win?
Well, Lexi's really been playing good, she's been trying to find her way in our system, how we play. Obviously, came in last year as the only freshman on the team, which is not an easy task. I think that's only the second time we've ever had just one freshman, and the jump from high school to college is humongous, And she worked. She was in the gym every day, and so proud of her for that, because that doesn't always happen. She rooms with Sophia Loden, and Lowe's that person. She's in the gym every day, and hard work pays off. And I think that's what you're seeing with Lexi right now. She's she's playing really good basketball. She's really within herself right now. Her comfort zone is great. She's running her offense. She's finding buckets in what we do. She made some plays yesterday that if you look at our coaches, you talk to our coach, man, she does those things. We do breakdown work. We do extra shots and things like that. And she's doing those things. And now it's carrying over to the game. And you're like, whoa. When I talk to her, it's what she's doing defensively. It's how she's really in tune to what's going on and how we play that really has her at another level for us right now. The way we guard and the way we defend is not easy. And when you look, I watched the whole game today and I didn't want to. I wanted to stay home, but we didn't practice today. I thought I'm gonna sleep in this. I was up in the office early. I watched the whole dang game, and I just loved the way she defended, how she guarded. She was up on our pressure, doing great things. She's communicating, talking on the defensive end, which we have to do to be successful. And she's really got a great comfort zone right now in what's going on. And these guys have seen, obviously, in our first, three games now, she's been a major factor in what's going on, and she's playing great basketball. So really proud of Lexi and what's going on with her and how she's playing basketball right now.
68-52, a win against St. Louis to improve, like you said, Coach, to 2-1. And we can talk about this game from so many different angles. It is maybe the most impressive win so far this year. Oh, but maybe the most impressive part of it is that it comes off the heels of a loss against Murray State at home, a game that you guys were in till the end. Alley hits that three to tie it. Murray hits the buzzer-beating game winner. I think a lot of teams may have folded after a loss like that because it was so tough and because it was such an emotional game. Yours didn't. Now, I'm not saying I expected your team to fold anything, but what was your message to this group going into the St. Louis game? Because that is a very staunch turnaround. Buzzer-beating loss at home to a road win against a really good team one game later.
It's such a good question, and I really want you to ask Bew and Maddie that question, too, because I think, you know, from the player side of it, I think that really matters. When we watched the film, the next day, it was the next day, right? We watched the fourth quarter, we watched the first quarter in that order, and we saw the possessions and how we can be better. There was, you know, we did not lose on the last second layup with 1.9 seconds left. We lost so many possessions throughout that game, and we did. Was it a fun game to watch? How about the crowd? Was that? I mean, seriously, women's college basketball.
Fun.
Come on now.
Fun.
I mean, if you came to that game and you're like, "Oh, that stinks," then you don't know anything about anything because that was a heck of a game to watch. It was a heck of a game to play. It was an awesome game to be a part of, and it really stinks to lose it. So many possessions that we could do better. So many possessions that we wish we had back, and offensively and defensively. That could change how our season goes. It's why I play a great schedule. Will that game help us to win the rest of the way? Will that game help us in conference play, in OVC play? Absolutely. Did that game help us to win last night? Without question. Yeah. You asked those two sitting over there. Without question, that game, we learned from it, and you got to change. And you got to change really fast. There's so many parts to the game that matter. We fouled too much. I mean, we gave them 34 free throws. They made 30. Last night, I think we gave up 14, and they made 10. In the game on Friday against Murray State, we scored 10 more field goals than them. 10 more. Yeah. That's 20 points.
Yeah.
The game last night, we scored 10 more field goals, and we won by 18. The game against Murray State, we lost by 2 because we guarded smarter. We limited mistakes, and fouls are mistakes because like a team like Murray is going to make you pay for those. So many ways to be better, and then we proved it last night. I hope my team knows, and I told them I was so proud of them last night. That is a heck of a road win. Give a hand on the road win last night at St. Louis. That's big. That's big. They had just beat Northern Iowa on Sunday. And they lost to Missouri State by 4. Middle Tennessee State's obviously there. We got them later in the season, and they got them over. They haven't played a tough schedule. They played a really tough schedule. And, it's funny because I think they thought that last night's game might be their get-right game. When their get-right game.
That was wrong.
It's their get-wrong game. We did not – we outworked them, and we out-toughed them, and we out-teamed them. And we did that for 40 straight minutes, and that's easy to say. And we walk out of there with a 16-point win. What was 16?
86-52, I think. Oh, 68-52. I'm sorry.
86.
I'm
don't
sorry.
Remember.
Hey,
I'll take
were
it
you in Vermillion South Dakota this morning?
Yeah, we're all good.
Back again, off.
We don't need to win by 18 or 16 or 12 or 4. We just need to win by 1. But to walk out of there with that kind of win on the road at St. Louis felt really good.
Again, it's the Rick Stein Radio Show here on WREF at the Hilltop Inn. Amaya Buchanan coming up right here on WREF. Don't go anywhere.
Looking for a place to unwind at the end of the week? A relaxing atmosphere with friends and family? Great food and drink? Then look no further than the Hilltop Inn on Evansville's west side. Fridays are special with their smoked pork chop dinner that includes a delicious thick smoked pork chop with two sides and a roll starting at 4 p.m. and available while supplies last. The Hilltop Inn also has $2 fish bowls and Busch Light all day, every day. An Evansville tradition, the Hilltop Inn on top of the hill at 1100 Harmony Way in Evansville.
Hey, U.S. High basketball fans, just like the Screaming Eagles dominate the paint on the court, Mack Industrial Services dominates the paint in your home. As the presenting sponsor on WREF, Mack delivers slam-dunk residential painting, and that's a real crowd-pleaser. Don't let your walls get stuck in a paint fill. Call Mack and let them give your home the winning touch. Mack Industrial Services handles every job in the tri-state, and they're starting with your home. When coach calls your number, it's your time to shine, but that's a lot of pressure, even for a Screaming Eagle.
Aww.
When they call your number at Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, you can't lose. So, if the play is the grilled cheese steak burger, the bacon double steak burger, or just some frozen custard, you're a winner. Freddy's is on Pearl Drive off the Lloyd right by USI. You can also stop by on the east side on Green River Road. Plus, you can order curbside from courtside on your way home from the game on the app or the website.
Every idea starts small. A thought, a sketch, a spark of something more. At Slade, we help turn that spark into a brand. From print and signage to apparel and promo, we bring ideas to life, made with care, color, and precision. Because when every detail comes together just right, your brand doesn't just show up, it stands out. Let's make your brand impossible to ignore. Slade, proud partner of the University of Southern Indiana. Visit SladePrint.com and start bringing your ideas to life.
Bianca Garcia is a commercial insurance advisor from Shepherd. Bianca is a friend to builders, contractors, and other related businesses. She helps your small and growing business realize its nationwide capabilities. Give Bianca a call at 812-253-3034. That's 812-253-3034. Shepherd is the preferred insurance provider for the Southwestern Indiana Builders Association, home to the Quality Assurance Builder Standards Program.
For 20 years, Hoosier Home Improvement has been taking care of tri-state residents with their remodeling and roofing needs. Looking to replace or upgrade the windows in your home, Hoosier Home Improvement is a certified expert Pella installer and has been recognized as number one in the nation when it comes to customer satisfaction, as determined by Pella Corporation. At Hoosier Home Improvement, they take pride in their work, get projects done on time, and are licensed, bonded, and insured. For professional home improvement projects, call Hoosier Home Improvement at 812-421-1201.
And we're back on the Rick Stein Radio Show here on WREF at the Hilltop Inn on Harmony Way. I'm Bragg Klein. Thank you so much for tuning in. Going to the players a little bit early tonight. Amaya Buchanan, one of the three captains for USI, is here. You? That's for you. It's got to feel good.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Thank you so much for taking the time. How are we doing?
Gary, how are you?
I'm good, but then again, I didn't just beat St. Louis by a score of 68 to 52. How does that feel? And take me through what it took to get there for you guys.
It feels great. I think the biggest thing for us that changed was we just trusted each other a lot more, which just made our defense easier for us.
Is that what Coach was talking about in terms of the time between the Murray State game and the St. Louis game, and you guys just kind of fixing a couple of things to turn a narrow win into a blowout, or rather a narrow loss into a blowout win only a few days later?
Mm-hmm. I feel like the biggest thing with Murray is that every time we fouled is because we didn't trust the person right behind us, and I think that was the biggest difference for us in the St. Louis win.
When did you know, talking about last night's game, and you guys were really in the driver's seat wire to wire, when did you as a player know, okay, we've got them, we're the better team, and we're playing well, and this is going to be a win for us? Was it first quarter, was it pregame, was it halftime, and when did that really click for you and why?
I want to say, during the game, after or when the second half started. Mm. But honestly, throughout the entire week of practice, as soon as we lost, we knew, we could be better. We're good enough to win, and I think that really clicked for everybody.
There are a couple of things that Coach said about the game. He said basically you out-blanked them, out-teamed them, out-played them, out-toughed them. He said everything besides out-coached them. I noticed that, but, I'm kind of venture that potentially was true, too. But I heard him say out-tough them, and I thought, well, That makes sense, and that might be a reason as to why Maddie Faye and Amaya Buchanan are here tonight. I'll ask Maddie the same question, but when you heard him say that, is that something that you thought, oh, he's probably talking at least in part about me? What was your role in that regard?
I think just reminding my teammates that, like, we've put in the work. There's no reason to doubt yourself because, like, we've done it before and we do it at practice every single day, so just do it now.
Sounds like the words of a captain, right? That's probably why you were voted captain. I had Sophia Loden on the first show of the year. Obviously, she's one of the captains, and then Allie Saunders as well. For you to be a captain, what does that mean to you, and what has that changed for you in your approach this year?
Not really anything personally, just I feel like it makes my voice a little bit louder, and, like, people who need to hear it actually hear me. Like, when I tell someone to calm down, like, just shoot it, you're going to make it, and then they do it, so, yeah.
I like it. It's a little bit of authority, confidence in yourself, that you are a captain, and confidence in the other people hearing you. The advice that you're giving is actually, you know, warranted and good advice. But then again, I feel like your credentials should speak for themselves. You're one of the leading returners for this team. Maybe that's a big reason as to why you're a captain. What is the biggest difference between Amaya Buchanan now and Amaya Buchanan when she came back home from, correct me if I'm wrong, it's SEMO, right? Mm-hmm. I always get SEMO and SIUE confused, especially when you were on the same team as Maddie. I was
right.
Like, oh, my God. Which one's which? But you came back home to Evansville from SEMO. What were you like then as a player, on and off the floor, whatever, versus now?
I think just really looking up to the people before me, like, everything I know is, like, it was passed down to me, and, like, I'm just trying to help instill it within, like, everybody else.
I like that. I like that. And obviously it's working out right now, 2-1 for you guys after a big win against St. Louis. What's next for the development of this program?
Tomorrow at practice.
Oh. See, now you don't sound like a captain. Now you sound like Coach Stein. I don't know if you're aware of that, if it's something that is contagious or something, but you're starting to sound like Coach Stein.
I feel like that's a little bit of a good thing as a captain. So.
A little bit, but, you know, be careful because eventually you're going to have your own radio show and I'm going to have to ask you to come to the Hilltop all the time. You know, so be careful what you wish for. But then again, maybe that is what you're wishing for. I know that you are a radio and TV major, which means you're trying to take my job. How is that going for you?
Just waiting to see where you fall.
Oh!
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
That's crazy.
I'm just kidding.
Where? See, it's not if you fall. It's like, he's going to mess up.
No, I'm
he's
going to fall.
What are you hoping to do with that? I'm actually really curious about it.
Really just whatever opportunity finds me, what's best for me at the time.
I know I had my different, you know, path and how I fell in love with it. It's a passion. You need to love it. How and when did you fall in love with the media side?
Well, my dad's a videographer. He works in Atlanta, which obviously is a big city. Honestly, I've always had a camera in my face, and I've always, like, stole one of his cameras and, like, started, like, recording mini movies on my own. Like, I don't know. I've always, like, been in touch with the media.
I like that. I like that. And now you're, you know, and it's not TV, but radio, and you're comfortable. You're trained.
Yeah.
You're composed and ready to go. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot. I was thinking about, you know, your role on this team and you being a captain, and we had to talk about the radio TV thing. I got that off my checklist, a little self-serving. I was thinking about your team, talking about you as a captain, as a leader, and it makes sense, right, because you are an Evansville native. Everyone's really happy to see you back in Evansville, right, where she started. Very happy to see you back in Evansville. North alum, what did it mean for you to come home? Because this is your second season. It's probably feeling more normal than it did to be back home playing college basketball last year. But why was it important for you to come back home and play for USI?
Really family. Like, I wanted to see my mom in the stands. Like, at SEMO, I didn't really have people to go to after the game. And obviously I have my mom and my stepdad, but then, like, I've made other family members within my teammates and, like, their parents, which they always come to every game, and it's just really nice to see people in the stands cheering for you.
So you are kind of the resident Evansville native, right, on the team. Now I know Coach Stein and Coach Gatling and AJ, and I guess Coach D, not too familiar with Evansville, you know, second year at this point, but even – No, still no. Okay, so she's a little bit lost, probably still using the GPS everywhere she goes. Can't necessarily help her with that, but let's say you were giving Coach D a tour of Evansville. Mm-hmm. Where would you take her? You're a tour guide now. Forget about the radio TV thing.
Okay. I'd probably tell her, like, get cute because I'm bringing my camera and we're going to go downtown and we're going to take good pictures.
Okay. So don't forget about the radio TV thing because the camera's there. But we're going downtown, like the riverside, riverfront?
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. I feel like I don't know what she's seen, but I feel like she probably found the Ohio River at this point, right?
Yeah.
I was more asking you for, like, hidden gems, and then you give me this, like, landmark thing. I just go to the river, you know?
I don't really know any gems. Like, I still use my GPS, so.
Ouch.
It's okay.
Boo!
ESPN 97.7 WREF, Sebring, Henderson, and Evansville. ESPN 97.7 The Ref.
Looking for a place to unwind at the end of the week, a relaxing atmosphere with friends and family, great food and drink, then look no further than the Hilltop Inn on Evansville's west side. Fridays are special with their smoked pork chop dinner that includes a delicious, thick smoked pork chop with two sides and a roll starting at 4 p.m. and available while supplies last. The Hilltop Inn also has $2 fish bowls and Busch Light all day, every day. An Evansville tradition, the Hilltop Inn on top of the hill at 1100 Harmony Way in Evansville.
Hey, U.S. High basketball fans, just like the Screaming Eagles dominate the paint on the court, Mack Industrial Services dominates the paint in your home. As the presenting sponsor on WREF, Mack delivers slam dunk residential painting, and that's a real crowd pleaser. Don't let your walls get stuck in a paint fell. Call Mack and let them give your home the winning touch. Mack Industrial Services handles every job in the tri-state, and they're starting with your home. Hey, USI fans, a basketball court and your yard have one thing in common. Both need the perfect lineup. USI alumnus Zach Hausman calls the plays on lawn care in town. And remember, basketball season is snow season. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will clear your driveway and your walkway. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will get your lawn game ready. Give them a call at 812-453-7757. That's 812-453-7757. Or check them out online at HausmanOutdoor.com. When coach calls your number, it's your time to shine, but that's a lot of pressure, even for a Screaming Eagle.
Aww.
When they call your number at Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, you can't lose. So, if the play is the grilled cheese steak burger, the bacon double steak burger, or just some frozen custard, you're a winner. Freddy's is on Pearl Drive off the Lloyd right by USI. You can also stop by on the east side on Green River Road. Plus, you can order curbside from courtside on your way home from the game on the app or the website. Bianca Garcia is a commercial insurance advisor from Shepherd. Bianca is a friend to builders, contractors, and other related businesses. She helps your small and growing business realize its nationwide capabilities. Give Bianca a call at 812-253-3034. That's 812-253-3034. Shepherd is the preferred insurance provider for the Southwestern Indiana Builders Association, home to the Quality Assurance Builder Standards Program. Back here on the Rick Stein Radio Show on WREF at the Hilltop Inn. After some slight technical difficulties, we're back. I'm Brad Klein, and Maya Buchanan is still here. She didn't go anywhere, and that's how I know that she is a determined radio TV major, because she stuck with it through the technical difficulties. I like that a lot. I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
IU East coming up on Monday. How do you feel about this game? You guys have an opportunity to go to 3-1 on the year.
I feel really confident because I can tell my teammates are feeling confident.
Okay. All right. Now, but it takes confidence to have confidence. Chicken and the egg,
mm-hmm.
Right? So you're confident because they're confident. Obviously, the team's playing really well after that win against St. Louis. I know that you played well. Everyone played well. 7.6 rebounds. How would you, when you watch the film, how would you grade yourself out against St. Louis and translating into the next game, the next few games, and what you can work on, improve upon to make yourself even better? Mm-hmm. I know that you're really good right now, but what are you working on right now?
I guess holding my position so I don't get a offensive foul call and a quick one in the quarter, because I would like to play a little bit more before I sit back down, right back down.
Without trouble.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, and I think we're all working on that as a team. So
I do have one more question for you, and Maddie Faye is coming up soon. I'm really excited to speak with her, too. It's a basketball-related question, but it's also somewhat personal. Okay, the Murray State game, you hit a three.
Yeah.
For the first time in your collegiate career. And so a round of applause for you on that. So I'm calling the game, and I hope you don't take this personally. I'm calling the game, you shoot it. And it's one of those, what's she doing moments. Then it went in. So at that point, I was like, okay, she's right, I'm wrong, I'm sorry. What possessed you to take a three? That's not really a big part of your game. You were open, but that's the first time that you hit a three. So take me through the progression of that play and what was going on upstairs.
It's been about April. I've been working for 8 months, so
okay.
I think it paid off and everyone saw it.
Good that it happened at home. I like that. Is that something you always wanted to add to your game or something that, you know, just kind of this year?
Well, I kind of took it personal that people like to back off, so I shot in her face.
I like that. Yeah. Should we expect more threes down the line then? Okay.
And as soon
like
as
that.
They step up, I'll just go right by them.
That's good, too. Well, if you're going to become a three-point shooter routinely, then maybe you think about, like, a three-point celebration, like if it's going to be common. So before I let you go, run it through, like, what you got.
I guess the girl that sagged off, as soon as she starts running back, I'll just watch her as I jog back.
That's it?
That's my celly. Very subtle.
A death stare.
Yes.
All right. Maybe Maddie Faye's got a better celebration.
I got a little comment from a ref the last time I stared, so maybe I have to be a little more subtle.
Hey, your eyes got to look somewhere, right? Yeah. Whatever. Hey, Amaya Buchanan, everyone. Round of applause. Really appreciate the time. Congratulations on the win against St. Louis. Congratulations on the three. Many more to come in both respects. And, yeah, congrats on everything so far this year, and good luck going forward.
Thank you.
All right. Maddie Faye coming up. When we return right here on the Rick Stein Radio Show on WREF.
Looking for a place to unwind at the end of the week, a relaxing atmosphere with friends and family, great food and drink, then look no further than the Hilltop Inn on Evansville's west side. Fridays are special with their smoked pork chop dinner that includes a delicious, thick smoked pork chop with two sides and a roll starting at 4 p.m. and available while supplies last. The Hilltop Inn also has $2 fish bowls of Busch Light all day, every day. An Evansville tradition, the Hilltop Inn on top of the hill at 1100 Harmony Way in Evansville.
Hey, USI basketball fans, just like the Screaming Eagles dominate the paint on the court, Mack Industrial Services dominates the paint in your home. As the presenting sponsor on WREF, Mack delivers slam dunk residential painting, and that's a real crowd pleaser. Don't let your walls get stuck in a paint fill. Call Mack and let them give your home the winning touch. Mack Industrial Services handles every job in the tri-state, and they're starting with your home. Hey, USI fans, a basketball court and your yard have one thing in common. Both need the perfect lineup. USI alumnus Zach Hausman calls the plays on lawn care in town. And remember, basketball season is snow season. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will clear your driveway and your walkway. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will get your lawn game ready. Give them a call at 812-453-7757. That's 812-453-7757. Or check them out online at HausmanOutdoor.com. When coach calls your number, it's your time to shine, but that's a lot of pressure, even for a Screaming Eagle.
Aww.
When they call your number at Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, you can't lose. So, if the play is the grilled cheese steak burger, the bacon double steak burger, or just some frozen custard, you're a winner. Freddy's is on Pearl Drive off the Lloyd right by USI. You can also stop by on the east side on Green River Road. Plus, you can order curbside from courtside on your way home from the game on the app or the website.
Every idea starts small. A thought, a sketch, a spark of something more. At Slade, we help turn that spark into a brand. From print and signage to apparel and promo, we bring ideas to life, made with care, color, and precision. Because when every detail comes together just right, your brand doesn't just show up, it stands out. Let's make your brand impossible to ignore. Slade, proud partner of the University of Southern Indiana. Visit SladePrint.com and start bringing your ideas to life.
For 20 years, Hoosier Home Improvement has been taking care of tri-state residents with their remodeling and roofing needs. Looking to replace or upgrade the windows in your home, Hoosier Home Improvement is a certified expert Pella installer and has been recognized as number one in the nation when it comes to customer satisfaction, as determined by Pella Corporation. At Hoosier Home Improvement, they take pride in their work, get projects done on time, and are licensed, bonded, and insured. For professional home improvement projects, call Hoosier Home Improvement at 812-421-1201.
And we're back on the Rick Stein Radio Show here on WREF. I'm Brad Klein. Maddie Fade, the Northern Illinois transfer, but now a forever screaming eagle, is here on the ref. Round of applause for Maddie. Talking all things USI women's basketball. Maddie, thank you so much for taking the time. And, well, how's life?
It's good. Good win.
Yeah, really good win. How do you celebrate a Southern Indiana victory? You have now two different cracks at it, with the team being 2-1. What does that look like for you?
Well, today was just an off day, so I went to the grocery store, cleaned my house, had a meal prep day. It was a good day.
Meal prepping for you or meal prepping for Shannon? Because the last time we had a show, Shannon was here, and she was saying some things about how you two are roommates, and you know, I don't think that she was too kind to you as a roommate on the air.
You're lying.
Am I lying?
Wait, I need to get filled in on this.
I don't know if I'm lying. Yeah, so maybe I'm embellishing.
Yeah.
She definitely gave us some inner workings of the roommate relationship.
Okay.
So, not going to lie, I woke up in South Dakota this morning, my head spinning a little bit. I'm trying to keep it straight, like who was the cook and who was clean.
I'm the cook.
You're neat. Or she's neat.
No, she's neater. I won't lie.
Okay.
She's neater than me, but I'm the cook, so yes.
So you're cooking, you're spilling sauce on the coils, and she's cleaning.
No, it's more like, okay, so I'm clean, but I'm not, like, doing a bunch of, like, the little stuff. Like, she's usually unloading the dishwasher, taking out the trash. I'm, like, clean, but I'm not, like, doing the little chores, is what I would say.
It sounds like you're not that neat.
No, I am neat. I'm neat. I'm clean.
Okay, but let me just warn you, okay, because I am formerly a teenage boy who was not neat, okay? And whenever people would ask me, like, hey, Brad, like, what does your room look like? Especially in college, I would say, I would always start with an exhale. I would always go, well, it's clean. It's not neat. See, there's a big difference, okay? You keep on saying that you're clean. And in my brain, formerly a teenage boy, that means you're not neat. It means it's sanitary.
Yeah. Okay. My room is neat, clean, sometimes.
Nah.
Kitchen.
Sounding a lot like me as a sophomore in college.
Sometimes.
Yeah. But the kitchen's the most important part. That's the common area.
I know. Yeah.
That's why Shannon goes on the radio and says all these things about you.
I know. She needs to stop.
We're going to talk more about this in a second. I do want to ask you, though, about the transition from Northern Illinois to Southern Indiana, and it's relevant in this conversation because Shannon came with you.
Right.
Who was first? You were first, right, committing to USI, so she's just a follower.
For sure.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
But was it always kind of the foregone conclusion that you guys were a package deal, that you wanted to play together?
Well, we obviously wanted to play together. We were really close friends all through NIU. We were the only two freshmen that came in together. But obviously entering the portal, you don't really know what to expect, so I was just hoping that both of us would land somewhere. We didn't necessarily expect to get somewhere together. I was talking to the coaching staff first here at USI, took my visit, like, shortly after committed, and then actually on my visit, I think I mentioned Shannon the Stein, and I'm like, if you guys need a guard, like, I got a girl for you, and they called her up and took her visit, committed right away. So, yeah.
Maddie Fay, lead screaming eagle recruiter,
sounds
like.
Right.
Makes me wonder, like, what does AJ and Coach D, what do they even do here?
They're great.
But you're recruiting the roster.
It was, I don't know.
Yeah.
Worked out.
I don't know either. See, that's the thing about this show that Shannon figured out really quickly, and I'm hoping that you can figure out too. when you're here, no one else is here. You can say whatever you want.
That's
about
true.
Anyone.
Okay.
Like, I just said that thing about Coach D. She can't say anything because I've got a microphone.
She can't fight back. She can't defend herself.
I'm going to have to deal with it later, but I don't have to deal with it now.
No.
So go ahead. Air your grievances. If it's Coach D, if it's Shannon Blatcher, whatever you need to say, say it.
Okay. You can ask me questions like leading towards
okay.
that.
Okay. All right. Well, why don't I ease you into? You know what? This I want to know. If we're really gonna crack open the head of Maddie Faye and see what's happening in there, I ask you. Hey, you want to go first or second? You said second.
Mm-hmm.
Like in an instant reflex. Why?
Okay, so I heard you were giving Loden a hard time.
I did do that.
And I was just, I needed to feel it out. So I didn't know what you were going to ask. Now I'm a little more comfortable up here.
Yeah, okay.
After I have you go.
Okay, that's good. I like that. I like that a lot. I give Loden a hard time because sometimes she gives me a hard time.
Okay, I didn't know your relationship.
Yeah. Let's talk about basketball.
Okay.
Obviously a really good win against St. Louis yesterday. What was your role in the victory, and what did you do in kind of your 1/5 when you were on the floor in getting this win? Because I know it was a team effort. You guys needed mm-hmm. all hands on deck. What was your 1/5?
I feel like my focus when I go out there is just rebound and defend. So that's what I was focused on last night, I would say.
I know that that's something that you've done a lot since you got here, and it's something that, man, Shannon, kind of the same way, that you guys just didn't have as much opportunity at Northern Illinois
right.
to be thrown into the rotation pretty immediately once you landed out of the portal to USI. What has that been like, and is that something that you expected once you came from the portal to Southern Indiana, that increased role from an X's and O's standpoint?
That was definitely something I was looking for out of the portal, was just to get on the court. But obviously never something that I expect. I knew I would have to come in here and earn the time, earn the minutes. So, yeah, I just feel like we've both been working hard all throughout summer, all throughout the preseason, and I feel like it's been paying off.
I know that you have a lot of other teammates that you're close with, but Shannon and you guys are going to be tied to the hip at least for the next 2 years because you came from the same school and you're roommates, right? What is the on-court relationship between Maddie Faye and Shannon Blatcher like? That two-man game, the guard-forward action, what does that look like?
I would say pretty good. We got our pick and roll sometimes. I think we have good chemistry. We've been playing together for this our third year now.
Because I'm a twin, people ask me if I've got this telepathy thing with mm-hmm. my brother. I don't.
No, us either. We
you don't. Okay.
No.
It's nothing. So she's going to have to ask for every ball screen that you give her.
Yeah, we have to communicate still.
Okay. All right. I see.
Yeah.
Is it like that in the room in the apartment too?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're not very, like, social within the apartment. Like, I feel like we spend all day together. We're at basketball practice, class. So once we're in our apartment, we're kind of just in our own rooms.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Different lives.
Yeah.
Coexisting different lives.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. Compartmentalization, right? Alone time. What do you do in your downtime, alone time, outside of basketball?
Well, like we were talking about, I cook a lot.
Right, yeah.
I do like to bed rot, if I'm being honest. I like to lay down, be on my phone.
Oh, okay.
Bed rot, yeah. So, yeah. Go out to eat.
Okay, that's good. I know I've given you some spots. You're eating here. What do you got?
I just had mashed potatoes tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you know that there is a dish named after your head coach, and then you didn't order it?
No, what is it?
It's the Rick Stein special. What do we got? Tenders, chicken tenders. What else? German fries, right? Forgot about the German fries.
Is that what you ordered, Stein?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because I don't think that he was like, hey, make me a dish. He would never say that. But he kept on ordering the same thing. And they're like, there's the Rick Stein special, you know. And then they added it to the menu. And notably, you did not order it. Maybe worthy of sprints tomorrow. That's not for me to decide. They do also have, I know that you had mashed potatoes, but that's more of a side. You haven't had an entree yet.
Yeah.
They have this thing called the brain sandwich. I don't know if they have this at Northern Illinois, but they do here in Evansville.
What is the brain sandwich?
It's exactly what it sounds like.
Oh, gosh.
It's pork brain.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
I don't feel great about that. Yeah. I personally wouldn't order that, but to each their own.
What would I have to do to convince you to try it?
Like $5.
Oh. So you can be bought with it.
Yeah.
$5. Inexpensively, I might add.
Yeah. Right. Like,
Alvin's got his wallet out there.
That's, I don't know what it is, but it feels like an NCAA violation. So, brain sandwich coming right up. Yeah, I've never had it myself. I hear great things about it, right? People like it. Yeah, they're really good.
It's pork, okay.
But it's like, you know, it's pork brain.
Pork brain.
So there's that too. Now, look, I don't think I'm out of bounds. The Hilltop has been a great partner to USI Women's Basketball and to WREF. I don't think I'm out of bounds to say that Brain Sandwich is different and might not be everyone's cup of tea. Who on the team is most likely to be like, Brain Sandwich, give it right here?
I want to say Sarong. Sarong can eat, and I feel like she's down to, like, try something new.
Okay.
So that would be my vote.
What about the flip side? Who's the least likely?
Least
to be like,
likely?
Whose price tag is a lot more than $5 to try the brain sandwich?
I don't have, like, a way to defend this answer, but I just think Seppi. I don't really know why.
Yeah, I can kind of see that. No?
Yeah.
She wouldn't do it. Okay. So, confirmed. Seppi. Yeah. All right. Fair enough. Again, Maddie Fay here on WREF and talking about USI Women's Basketball. I know that the team is trending upward, right, because you guys had this great win against St. Louis. What's next for the development of the team? I know that you guys have your sights set on the OVC, on a postseason run in that conference tournament, maybe even the NCAA tournament. By your estimation, what's it going to take to get there?
I think we've been steadily improving after every game. I feel like we've had a new focus after each game of what we need to do better. We focused on free throws. We focused on rebounding. So just improving after each game and learning from a win or a loss.
I want to ask you one more question just specifically about your game. You know, I asked you about your role on this team and how you played last night against St. Louis, and again, really well. Everyone played really well. But something I've noticed in my 3 years covering this program is that Coach Stein loves to feed the post. Maybe a big reason as to why you came here from Northern Illinois, but they've got a lot of post players, Chloe Gannon, Shannon Gannon. Shannon Gannon, really excited for her to get healthy. For example, Amaya Buchanan, of course. What is different about your presence in the post and what you do compared to, say, Bu or the Gannons?
That's a hard question. I feel like, well, I really like my left hand, if you guys didn't know.
Don't tell people that.
Yeah,
IU
that's true.
East
don't
is listening right
scout.
Now.
I don't know. I feel like I can rebound it well, and then I've been good finishing with my left hand, like I said.
Yeah, that's good. Are you lefty?
Yes.
Okay, like, for everything?
Yeah. Yes. It's confusing. So, like, soccer, like, my foot is basically right. And then I golf righty, bat righty.
So you're not a lefty?
I am a lefty. I write with my left hand, shoot with my left hand. It's confusing.
I'm confused.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to let that percolate. I'm going to take a commercial break. I'll let it percolate. Hey, Maddie Fay, everyone. Round of applause. Thank you so much for coming on. Congratulations so far on what you've accomplished. Good luck on what's to come. And, well, what's to come on this show? Rick Stein, the USI Women's Basketball head coach, back in a moment right here on WREF.
Looking for a place to unwind at the end of the week? A relaxing atmosphere with friends and family? Great food and drink? Then look no further than the Hilltop Inn on Evansville's west side. Fridays are special with their smoked pork chop dinner that includes a delicious, thick smoked pork chop with two sides and a roll starting at 4 p.m. and available while supplies last. The Hilltop Inn also has $2 fish bowls and Busch Light all day, every day. At Evansville Tradition, the Hilltop Inn on top of the hill at 1100 Harmony Way in Evansville.
Hey, USI basketball fans, just like the Screaming Eagles dominate the paint on the court, Mack Industrial Services dominates the paint in your home. As the presenting sponsor on WREF, Mack delivers slam dunk residential painting, and that's a real crowd pleaser. Don't let your walls get stuck in a paint fill. Call Mack and let them give your home the winning touch. Mack Industrial Services handles every job in the tri-state, and they're starting with your home.
Hey, U.S. Soccer fans, a basketball court and your yard have one thing in common. Both need the perfect lineup. USI alumnus Zach Hausman calls the plays on lawn care in town. And remember, basketball season is snow season. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will clear your driveway and your walkway. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will get your lawn game ready. Give them a call at 812-453-7757. That's 812-453-7757. Or check them out online at HausmanOutdoor.com.
When coach calls your number, it's your time to shine, but that's a lot of pressure, even for a screaming eagle.
Aww.
When they call your number at Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, you can't lose. So, if the play is the grilled cheese steak burger, the bacon double steak burger, or just some frozen custard, you're a winner. Freddy's is on Pearl Drive off the Lloyd right by USI. You can also stop by on the east side on Green River Road. Plus, you can order curbside from courtside on your way home from the game on the app or the website.
Every idea starts small. A thought, a sketch, a spark of something more. At Slade, we help turn that spark into a brand. From print and signage to apparel and promo, we bring ideas to life, made with care, color, and precision. Because when every detail comes together just right, your brand doesn't just show up, it stands out. Let's make your brand impossible to ignore. Slade, proud partner of the University of Southern Indiana. Visit SladePrint.com and start bringing your ideas to life.
Bianca Garcia is a commercial insurance advisor from Shepherd. Bianca is a friend to builders, contractors, and other related businesses. She helps your small and growing business realize its nationwide capabilities. Give Bianca a call at 812-253-3034. That's 812-253-3034. Shepherd is the preferred insurance provider for the Southwestern Indiana Builders Association, home to the Quality Assurance Builder Standards Program.
And we're back on the Rick Stein Radio Show here on WREF at the Hilltop Inn. I'm Brad Klein. Rick Stein is back. We heard from Amaya Buchanan. We heard from Maddie Fay. Deja vu, Coach, you have some impressive young women on your roster.
Yeah, you know, how about another hand for these two? Great job, right? Yeah, awesome. You know, it's funny because I had those two on together for a reason. Very similar situations, transfers coming from places that, you know, obviously, you know, Bu's a local, but went away for a year, came back, and got into our system. Maddie, you know, 2 years of Division One gets into our system. No matter if you're a freshman or a transfer, it's different. And you know, one of the things we do with every new player we have, and especially transfers, they got to come in here and help us right away. You know, right? That's why you get transfers. They better help you right away. And I'm not saying any less about our freshmen. Freshmen have to go through the scenarios. It's a big jump. It is what it is. You know, Bu and Maddie both came in as good players, but then they have to learn a whole new system, and they got to do it fast. And we expect them to do it really fast, and then be ready. You know, I think back to Bu last year gosh, we threw her into the fire right away. She's starting for us, you know, right at the beginning of the season. You know, I I've told her about this. I remember, you know, we go to Murray State. She's guarding the player of the year in the Missouri Valley Conference and just kicking her butt. Yeah, that girl's not kicking her butt. She's kicking that girl's butt.
Oh, I know.
You know, that's not easy. You know, Maddie comes in, and I think she's averaging 20, 21, 22 minutes a game, whatever it is. You know, you throw them into the fire and say, hey, here we go. And they're still finding themselves in what we do in our system. And it's not easy because we play different, and we do things different. And my expectations may be different than what their other coaches were. You know, do we win last night without Maddie Fay? No, we don't. I mean, do we win without Amaya Buchanan? No, we don't. Like I said, I was in the office early this morning. I'm watching film, and Maddie went in for an offensive rebound yesterday, and we were talking about it on the bench as Coach G, she sits next to me. I mean, Maddie flies in. And she looks like Superman coming over the top of a player and knocks him down and ends up with the ball. But when she gets an offensive rebound, I'm like, we're going to be all right. Yeah, that's okay. Seriously, everybody in the building right now knows how athletic Bue is. She got rebounds yesterday that only she can get. I mean, she's rising above. And I'm going to shout out to our strength and conditioning coach, Josh Wildeman. He's a man, man. And he's a pro. And every player that comes here rises. You know, I said this after the game to our team. We run during our practices. Winners or losers, man. You win, you get good stuff. You lose, you're not so good stuff. You know, we don't have ties. I love soccer. My daughter played it. It's an awesome sport. But ties, we don't have those things. So we win or lose. You lose, not good stuff. We run 33s. That's the old suicide thing. We don't call that anymore. But you got to do it in 33 seconds. We run a mile. You got to make times. We run a down back in 24 seconds. We run a down back in 11. And at the second quarter yesterday, that team we played in St. Louis scored 8 points. In the fourth quarter, they scored 9. And we kicked their butt in both of those quarters. And again, that's not by chance or default or whatever. Again, shout out to Josh. If you had asked them, they love him and they respect him, and he kicks butt, takes names. But what we do in prep in our whole process matters. We outworked them yesterday, and we out-toughed that team yesterday, and we out-teamed them. We deserve to win, and it's fun coming back. It's fun coming back from a long road trip with that W, brother. Come on now.
Dare I say you may have outcoached them. I mean, if you can't say it, I'm going to say it. Come on now.
I appreciate you now. But players make plays. My days of making plays are long over.
It's got your own radio show, though.
So. Yeah. We do things a certain way. We set standards, and I think Bue talked about it just a little bit earlier. You know how important the returning group is to standards, and they're setting standards that our new group understands, and they got to meet. Because if we don't, we're not going to win at St. Louis. St. Louis is really good. I mean, they're in the 8-10. That's an awesome conference with awesome teams, and it's hard to win on the road in this league, in general, anyway. And we didn't win. We won by 16. We kicked their butt. How about that? Come on. Yeah. Let's go.
All right. So the target on your back, it swells. I know that IU East is a non-D1. You guys are going to be heavy favorites in that game. We've got a few minutes left. What should we expect to see, or if the radio audience is listening and they're getting excited to hear the game, because we're going to do the game on WREF, what should they expect to hear on Monday against IU East?
Well, you know, what we want to do is keep playing USI basketball. We've been really preaching that, talking about it, right? I mean, we got to do what we do and play how we play. We don't know a lot about, our opponents yet. Obviously, Coach D has a scout. It was in my box this morning. She made copies last night when we got back at 12:30 a.m. Okay, so it's not, the work is real. They're kicking butt, and taking names. But what are we doing right now? That's what matters. If we do us, we play USI basketball, I feel good about our chances on Monday. The great thing is we got we'll get back to the practice court tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday to get ready for Monday. And every day matters, so we got to get better. Great road win. We're not where we want to be. If that's the best we play all year, we're in trouble because this league's really good. OVC, I don't know if you guys have seen scores. This league's beating people, man. I mean, and they're playing, you know, playing with really good teams, if not beating teams. So we got to get better these next three days. Hopefully, it ends up in a good showing on Monday. And then we got to get better again before the next, you know, Tuesday or whatever it is. It's early, we're in the middle of it. The exciting thing is this: we got two home games in a row. How about it?
Yeah.
We're going to come back for two now. And I hope this crowd's got to be, you know, excited about it. And you know, the whole process is, can we get – it's hard to get home games, Brad. It is really hard to get home games. And I'm really super excited that we're getting a couple in a row coming up the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, and you do have a bit of a hiatus for the team because you have a week and a day between those games.
Yeah.
IU East on Monday, 5:30 starts with the pregame and a 6 o'clock tip. And then it's Fisk a week and a day from that game. And that after that, you guys kick into fifth gear with a bit of a road trip there with a couple of D1 teams. So I don't know who made this schedule, but, you know, it's a challenging one.
Yeah, scheduling is really hard anyway, but we want to make it really hard too. You know, the mindset right now is how can we best prepare for December 18th and December 20th? That's Little Rock and Morehead State. I think we've got it spot on, you know, to get ready for those two games.
No doubt. It's the Rick Stein Radio Show. Round of applause for Coach Stein.
Thanks,
Amaya
everyone.
Buchanan, Maddie Fay,
awesome.
Thank you so much. The Hilltop Inn for hosting us, for everyone for coming out. And, the next game is on Monday for the Screaming Eagle women's basketball team at Liberty Arena. We'll see you there. Good night, everyone.
You have been listening to Rick Stein on Basketball. Tonight's show has been